Well, Neil, just how much did that goal mean to you? Your celebrations seem to say it all.
Yeah, I think obviously people know it's been a long kind of 10 or so months for me, and kind of one of the things that's kept me going is I wanted so much to play for Sheffield United. If that hadn't been the case, I could have moved on. I had plenty of opportunities to do that, but just something just felt that I just wanted to stay here and try and help this club get promoted. On top of that, some of the people at the club have just been unbelievable, like towards us. That, you know, like, I mean, like everyday staff at the club support. You know, like people that are like supporters of the club, but they work there. You know, I don't mean on the playing staff. I mean just around the ground that have encouraged me. And then on top of that, the fans, like throughout the time, the amount of letters and like, people that have kind of encouraged me to kind of stick at it and try and stay, and ex-players included in that as well, like, you know, people's opinions that you really kind of care about. So it was just good tonight to kind of get back, especially after the disappointment on Saturday. That's not how I seen my comeback going, but at the end of the day, I've been in football long enough to know it doesn't always go the way you plan, and just delighted to get the opportunity tonight to do that. I know that I've got goals in my game. I think people that have played with me will have seen that I've been capable of doing that in my career, and hopefully I can produce a few more of that this season.
Can you just, in some ways, to draw a line under everything that happened last season, can you just kind of explain what happened last season? There were rumours of a fallout with the former manager, Nigel Clough. He said there wasn't such a fallout. Can you just clear it up for us what happened last season?
To be perfectly honest, there's no answer to that question, and people are asking a logical question, and I don't think there's a logical answer. I've sat at home plenty of Saturdays asking the same thing. Football's a funny game, and you don't necessarily expect to play every Saturday, but you just obviously ask to be treated as a professional. But at the end of the day, I've acted as professionally as I can. I think that's given myself the opportunity to be here. A lot of people want to draw a line under it, but that'll probably not be possible, because there's no answer that I think can satisfy that.
So you were given no explanation as to why you weren't involved last season?
No, I mean, I think, to be honest as well, I think that kind of these questions probably should have been asked a bit more at the time. I think there's some people that could have asked a wee bit more about it. I think there's a lot of people that looked the other way when I think it was their maybe job to kind of to be a bit more forceful in terms of, I think, people will know that I've got my weaknesses, but I think they'll know that I've got strengths, and my time at Sheffield United, I think we're the best defensive record for 2 years running, and then to just kind of fall away like that, I think it was kind of let you know, a wee bit disappointingly on my part, just kind of let go by the wayside, particularly when I felt I could have helped the team. But at the end of the day, I've come through it from a much stronger person. I'm delighted that I've had the chance to play for Sheffield United again. You know, hopefully this season we can give the club the success it deserves, because that's my biggest thing. Whatever happens, I just want to try and be part of this club, like going up into the Championship. So that's my biggest aim, really.
How dark was it then for you last year? How did you keep yourself going through that when seemingly it looked as though you weren't going to be getting a look in no matter what happened?
Yeah, you're getting me emotional here. Just my family, they've just been brilliant. So just for them, really.
And I guess they're the people that you have to support you, don't you? When times get tough like that, they're the people who will be with you, I suppose.
Of course it is, because they know the other side of it, and they know how much I put into it. So in that respect, more so my family deserve as much credit, you know, for helping me out, and whatever happens, we'll see. But, you know, obviously they've got to take a lot of credit for my moods and everything over the last few months. They know what I can be like, and they've put up with it.
So how much does it mean to you now then to be back in this side? You raced away when you scored that goal, raced towards the Blades fans. You were screaming to the point where we could nearly hear you up in the stands over here.
Yeah, I think like I'm an emotional character. Sometimes probably too emotional. But I think that's one of my biggest strengths, probably one of my biggest weaknesses as well. People at this club know how much I want to play for the club. Obviously, as I said, you know, I give them for the jersey, so we've seen that. And now it's just all about trying to be part of this, that what the manager's going to do here. I'm sure that it's going to be successful. I know the fans, you know, they go down to Gillingham and their numbers. They must be so disappointed. If I was one of those fans, I'd be booing us off. You know, I feel for them in that respect. But they'll stick with us, and the boys know that. I've told them that. they've been through worse and they've stuck with us. So it's down to us and the management staff. They're doing everything right, and I'm sure that, you know, as sure as I can possibly be as a blade, that things will you know, get better.
It's a new start then, isn't it? Not just for everybody at the club when a new manager comes in, but for you, clearly, you feel like this is a new start for you and you can try and stamp a place in that back four.
Yeah, you know, people talk about a clean slate, but at the end of the day, things that happened before, I've got no problem with people judging me on my performances before at the club. I'm happy to live and die with them, you know, and you just ask for a fair chance. And as I say, I'll give everything I can to stay and play for this club, and then we'll just see where that takes us.